This is David Black, KB4KCH, with a rain extra. Sit back and listen to Amateur Radio's role in the December 16th tornado that killed 11 people in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The story is told by Cal Davis, KF4LAR, who handled net control duties, and by Chuck Beams, KG4EER, one of several hams who rescued victims from storm wreckage.
Roger, do you have any injuries? I cannot confirm, but we have major, I repeat, major structural damage across the road from the Eagle Woods Center.
I've got debris in the air.
Roger, we copy. We're trying to get you some help rolling that way now.
This is my fourth tornado that I've been involved in one way or another since I became a spotter, and this by far was the worst I've seen. I was net control for our weather net today, sort of by divine intervention. I was the closest one to the emergency operations center.
By the new wind DC at the Shell State intersection, we need ambulances now.
Okay, give me a report on what kind of injuries you think you have.
We've got leg injuries in the car. I'm with Chris Centel. We've got massive damage. The new wind DC is destroyed. The new wind DC is gone. Houses and heated place are totaled, completely totaled up on the hill. We've got massive damage.
Okay, Roger. We're gonna get fire ambulances rolling your way.
Thank you. We are assisting injuries and cars right now.
We set up spotters, and I guess it was a perfect textbook example of how to set up your spotters. I had approximately 20 people out in the field. I managed to get several mobile. I had them to the south and west of the city and set up a line, and I set up a secondary line for the storm that got past that, and it worked beautifully. We had our first report came from a volunteer firefighter of sight of a funnel cloud. We then had a volunteer ham who confirmed that the tornado was on the ground at 12:57 p.m. Approximately 1:05 was when we started getting reports of damage in populated areas.
All stations, we've got reports of damage all over the south end of town at this point. If you would, please hold your damage reports. Right now I'm looking specifically for injuries. If anybody has injuries, we need to know that so we can get fire rescue rolling that direction.
We had a couple of hams who saw things I'm pretty sure they wish they could forget. Some of the first reports of fatalities that we had came through hams that had seen this. We passed those on.
When we realized the tornado had passed over the road we were on, we turned immediately turned around and went back down toward where we knew there was going to be damage. And when we were the first ones on the scene, you know, my partner and I got a guy that I do a lot of spotting with. He went one way to the cries of a lady that had been thrown out of a car. And I went the other way. Someone was flagging at us as we showed up, and we usually try to wear some EMAs type stuff because that's, you know, we have affiliations with them. And when he saw us, he said, "Look, you know, I got a lady over here that's in some rubble." And we pulled her husband out and another man, and unfortunately we weren't able to get her out. She was one of the ones that was deceased.
That's 4KCQ, this KG4ER. Play a check. We got a 1099.
Roger, let's just hold off on that traffic right now. Deal with what we can.
We need help down here past Eaglewood. I know y'all got people going everywhere, but we're trying to pull a couple guys out right now. I'm clear.
It was just unbelievable. I just couldn't really get a grasp of what I've seen. You know, I've been through three of these things, and it was just weird.
Amazingly enough, the city of Tuscaloosa has a video traffic camera system linked by fiber optics, and it was caught on that system. We watched the tornado. It's the spookiest feeling I've ever had to sit in the basement of City Hall in the Emergency Operations Center and watch a tornado that I know I have 10 to 15 spotters around and hear them describing damages. I watch it happen on closed-circuit television. I never forget the sight of that.
We just kind of divided up, and I grabbed people that weren't injured and said, look, you know, you take this quadrant, go check these houses, look for people, help them get out, you know, let me know if you need, you know, find somebody with some type of radio or something, and we'll get you a medic or whatever. And then, you know, 5 minutes later, somebody comes running up and says, you know, I got a guy over here bleeding to death, and so here I go running, you know, through the sounds of gas mains blowing in the background, you know, water's blowing up in the air from water mains that are busted out from under trailers, and we find this guy. His leg was broke. He was bleeding pretty bad, and arms and shoulder. He had all kind of injuries. We pulled him out from a trailer, and you know, I mean, if it wasn't for our amateur radios, we would not have been able to get these guys help. You know, I mean, there was just nobody there.
Okay, Roger. Stand clear. We're gonna be off the radio just a moment. We're gonna get fire ambulances rolling your way.
Thank you. We are assisting injuries and cars right now.
You know, the question is, where are you? Well, I'm standing in a pile of rubble. If there's ever a time where I wish I'd have had my GPS and my APRS radio, it was then.
We have a couple of hams that are either EMTs or paramedics, and they were in the area. They were able to render some assistance. The areas that were most affected were at the point where the only way to get help into them was to walk in. And we did that. We had hams who went in with handy talkies and basically, if they found injuries, reported them to me, and we passed that on and had crews walk in to where those injuries were.
What's your advice to amateur radio emergency groups, other places, about being prepared? What did you guys learn, and what would you tell them?
One thing that we discovered, and how we missed this, again, was one of those things. I'm not sure how it happened, but we improvised very quickly. We got a ham to a hospital and put them with some hospital administration staff, and they became shadows. And that person managed to glue himself to that administrator's hip and for a couple of hours just walked around the hospital with a good handy-talkie, passing along information. We also did that with the incident commander. And in effect, since the public service frequencies were so jammed with so much traffic, amateur radio was one of the fastest ways to get through because there are, again, only certain people can get on those frequencies. And when that many people show up, your public safety frequencies just get overloaded, and amateur radio was a great backup. But I think the main thing to say there is establish a real good working relationship with your public service agencies.
I was talking to Michael Townsend, KFYPK, and I said, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that we made an effect on several people's lives. And, you know, I just don't know how other communities do without their amateurs, you know. Because if it wouldn't have been for us, you know, these people would have laid there. The man that I found in the trailer that was bleeding pretty bad, he might not have made it, you know, because when I found him, I called Cal at Net Control and said, I need a medic here now. And I had a rough idea of where I was, and within, you know, 10 minutes or so, we had a medic there.
Is there a single image above all others that you will always remember from this weekend?
Yeah, I can. The thing that really that I constantly think about when all the bells and stuff stop ringing is the Fitz family. Mr. Fitz lost his wife, and I was the first person to get to them and helped him out from under 4 or 5 feet of what was his house. And you know, his wife, he lost his wife, and I was there with him when he realized that. And that was, you know, I was a friend. I wasn't just an amateur then. I was somebody there that he could, you know, put his head on my shoulder and, you know, say, you know, well, or whatever, you know. I mean, he was, that was, you know, you never, when you take your ham test and you get your amateur license and you say, okay, I want to help somebody, I don't think anybody would expect to be in a situation like that. And it's not the best situation in the world, the worst situation for him, but the capability of me being able to be there for that man, you know, how valuable is that? You know, I mean, there's not a price for that.
You've been listening to a Rain Extra, amateur radio in the Tuscaloosa, Alabama tornado. I'm David Black, KB4KCH in Birmingham, Alabama.